Blog Talk Radio.
Barbara Grace Reynolds, and this is the show, Get the Answers to Life's Questions. A show that was created so you would have a place to ask those questions and make those changes in your own life. And today's show has a theme. I have no idea what that is. And thank you so much to my wonderful friend and listener, Janetta, for calling me and asking me if I was having a show today. Because for some reason I had changed my alarm and I was sound asleep. Actually, I was just waking up. So weird. I don't usually sleep this late, but I actually stayed up till a little after 3 a.m. I was reading, and I guess I just forgot to change things back to the way they were supposed to be so that the alarm would go off. I was supposed to get up hours ago, actually. Interesting. Everything is always so interesting. So now I'm waiting for my computer to catch up with me so I can see whether or not there are any callers in the queue or anybody in the chat room and even to see what it is this show is supposed to be about. Let's see if it'll come up on this other machine while I'm waiting for the slow machine. We have so much technology in our lives sometimes that it's a little much, or at least it can be. So I hope everyone's having a wonderful Friday. This is Friday, right? And that you will bear with me while all of these things come up to where they're supposed to be. Okay. Give me just a second. All right, this isn't working. Let's see. All right, the computer is finally coming back to where it needs to be. Yeah. I've been getting a lot of messages from guidance about changes, big changes that are happening. I'm doing a course right now working with people who want to learn to hire teams of angels to assist them in their lives. And it seems like every time we're doing a class and I'm getting all of these clearing statements to use with the Infinity Healing. And my guidance keeps telling me that this is more than it seems, that the work that is being done is going deeper than it has gone before, because the changes that are going on in our lives are so incredibly profound, more than we've ever believed that they could be. So if you notice that things are coming up in your life and it seems like, you know, huge things are coming up in your life, that would be part of the reason, because we are going through massive changes right now. So please don't feel like, you know, you're alone or you're being picked on or the world is against you or anything like that, because that is not true. It's just part of the changes that are going on, part of our evolution. And I guess it's part of the reason why the computer isn't doing what I told it to do. But it's okay, because we're learning lessons from it. That's the reason everything that happens in your life happens. It's because there are lessons that you are supposed to be learning, that you have decided that you wanted to learn. And that's what's happening. I'm not sure what lesson it is that I wanted to learn from not making sure that I had reset my alarm and staying up reading a book till 3 o'clock in the morning, which actually was not as bad, because yesterday I read the book until 7 o'clock in the morning. But I did finish the book, so I don't have to do that again. It's amazing sometimes the things that we decide that we need to experience. I like to put it that way, because we are each choosing what we are experiencing. I was choosing to read that book. Sometimes I wonder why I was making that choice, although I got a lot of insight about my life from that book. And it was not, you know, one of those spiritual books or self-help books or anything like that. It was just a book reading for fun. But it had a lot of information in it that was really relevant to my life, to now. So if you used to watch the show on TV called The Seeker of the Legend, I've read two of the books, and there's, I don't know how many of them there are, that are connected with that series. And The Seeker of the Legend is someone who is trying to find out who he is, which I guess is the parallel for all of us, because we're always seeking to understand ourselves and to understand our lives and to understand our purpose. And so that's what the guy in The Seeker of the Legend is trying to do. And so he goes through all of these adventures, really. Yeah. Looking for people who can tell him who he is, only to find out that the answers are already inside of himself. Just like for us, when we go through all of these adventures, all of these experiences in our lives, trying to figure out who we are, and the answer is already within us. And so we learn to look within. And we also learn to trust. And one of the things that's been in this book in particular that I was reading, which was the second one in the series, and he kept being told that you're either in the problem or you're in the solution. So whenever anything was coming up in his life that he couldn't figure out, that he just couldn't make any sense of, he would look to see where was he in the problem or was he in the solution? And that's something that I've been telling people this week, too, when I've been talking to them. You know, are you in the problem or are you in the solution? And I've also seen it coming up with me. I've been looking at my way of dealing with my life differently. And it's interesting because so often we really are in the problem. We really do make the problem the whole focus of our existence. We don't allow ourselves the solution to have any connection with the solution. We just stay stuck in the problem. And as long as you are in the problem and coming from the energy of the problem, then you're creating that you have the problem and you're making sure that the problem stays. But we don't let it go. Because we've been taught that there really isn't any choice. That this is it, you know. You've got a problem and that's it. We don't allow ourselves to see past the problem. We think the problem is what's important. And the problem is only there to help us see the solution. That's the only purpose of the problem. But that's not what we've been taught. So we work really hard to understand the problem, to understand everything about the problem, because we think if we understand the problem, then that's going to make a difference. But really, it's the solution. Sometimes it's just trusting. Trusting in the solution. Knowing that we have a right to have things in our lives change. We have a right to be in the solution. God loves us. And we have very little idea of what that actually means. And I know for some of you, you're saying, oh, I know exactly what it means. You know, I've been taught what it means. But since we don't actually really know what love is, we know what we've been told it is. But that's not actually what love is. It's so much more. And so the love that God has for us is so much more. And the possibilities and potentials in our lives are so much more. And so we get these opportunities to see, to really see who we are being, what we are creating, and to move forward to truly be. When was the last time you really allowed yourself to be? When you're in that energy of being, when you're in that place of peace, that place of acceptance, that place of understanding. You're not trying to figure it all out. You're not trying to change it all. You're not trying to fix it, fix anyone. You're just allowing yourself to be. I posted a message last week, I think it was, at least I think I posted, if I didn't, I will post it for you guys, about, and it asked that you put on a little post-it note and stick it where you can see it, the question, how am I feeling right now? And this is just a little way for you to check in with yourself, because we don't often acknowledge how we are feeling. We just kind of gloss over it and move on. We don't act like it's important. But it is important. Because how you are feeling determines what you are attracting into your life. So if you are just sitting there feeling like, you know, crap, well, guess what kind of energy you are attracting right this minute? Crappy energy. So when crap shows up, you can thank it because it is bringing you exactly what you are feeling. And that really is the basis of the law of attraction. We are always attracting to us what we are putting out there. So if you are feeling like crap, you are inviting to you crap. And when crap shows up, you should thank the crap because it's listening to you. We have a hard time with this whole concept. We think that, okay, if I sit here in the morning and I do my affirmations, my positive thinking, and I meditate and I spend, you know, 5 minutes to an hour in that positive energy, then when I go out into the world, all that positivity goes with me. But the law of attraction works in the now. So while you're doing all those things and thinking all those positive thoughts, then yes, you are attracting all that wonderful positive stuff. But if the second you stop doing that, you switch back into negative thinking, seeing all the things that are wrong with your life, all the things that are wrong with the world, all the things that are wrong, then that is the energy you are in now. So that's why Guidance wanted us to post this little message asking, how am I feeling right now? Because it is the now that is important. It's not how much time you spent meditating this morning. It's about right now. Look at yourself right now. What are you feeling right now? Because that is what you are creating right now. We get all of these opportunities to see what is going on with us right now. And most of the time, we don't spend our time in the now. We spend so much of our time in the past. We really do. We're always looking back there at what we did and what we didn't do and what we said and what we should have said. And my life was so much more wonderful when, you know, that's all taking us back to the past. That's paying no attention to what is going on right now. We are not standing in our place of power because we are not present. We are not here right now. So how are you feeling right now? And if it's anything other than, you know, a state of happiness, joy, bliss, abundance, all of the wonderful things in life, then why are you feeling that way? Because it is your choice. You are choosing to feel how you are choosing. And you can change it. Just like that. You can decide to feel something different. You can decide to be happy. There doesn't have to be anything that happens in order for you to be happy. Happiness is a choice. And it's not based on any kind of condition. It's just a choice. And so you get to decide right now how it is you want to be feeling. You can decide that you want to feel a deeper connection with God. That's a choice. And that's a choice that's always there for you because God is within you. There is never, ever a time when God is not there. If God were not there, you would not be there because you are connected to God. And there's no way to end that connection. We have more power than we have ever been told, because we are connected with God. And that is part of our awakening, if you want to call it that, which I think I finally read that's what this show is supposed to be about. Yes, wonderful. Okay. Because the awakening is coming to an understanding of who we are, of that connection with God, Source, the universe, whatever terminology you prefer to use. And it's living in that energy. That's how we wake up. And when we are waking up, we are working to be clear of all of that stuff from the past. We are letting go of those old beliefs, those old thought patterns, those old ways of being that actually kept us from having the freedom to be who we are. And so as you wake up, you are gaining that freedom. You are starting to live in that truth. So I did post a message on Facebook last night, and it was a message from Rafi Allen. He wants me to read it now. And it says, "Beloveds, today we ask, who are you being? This may seem like a very simple question, but you actually exist on many different levels. Most of you have multiple identities, and who you are being depends on who you are with. This means that everyone sees you as someone different, and no one sees the truth of you. You can see how this is true in your own life. When you are with children, you are usually freer. You allow your light and joy to come forth more easily. When you are with someone who you see as an authority figure, you usually shut yourself down. You become more rigid and controlled. When you are with the love of your life, you may become shy and timid, like when you were around the one you had a crush on at 16. You can see how your identity changes depending on who you are in contact with. So why are you not just being you? Why the changes? What are you afraid of? And yes, it is fear that is bringing out most of these changes. You may be afraid of being accepted, or you may be afraid of being seen, or you may not think that you are good enough. Know what it is that you are believing and release those fears so that you can be you in every moment. The world is changing, and so are you. Facades are dropping away, and so are yours. Be the true you and live in your integrity from this moment forward. It is the way the world is moving. Become an example for others. Love, Archangel Raphael." And so he's talking about who we are being, because we really do change who we are, because we think we're supposed to fit in with whatever group we're with. And some people do this in very noticeable ways. You know, there are some people that when they are with the people that they know love them, they are just fine, they are happy, they are just wonderful people, you know, just being themselves. But you put them in a different situation and they change, or they meet someone on the street from work and they just become a different person. You know, their whole personality seems to change. It's like they transform right in front of your eyes. And when that person is gone, then they go back to being themselves, or what you consider to be themselves. And we really do all of this out of fear. We are afraid that other people will not accept us, that other people will not find us worthy and deserving, that other people won't love us. But if you are being the truth of who you are, if you are accepting yourself and loving yourself, then you don't need to change for anybody else, because you already know who you are. You already love who you are. You already accept who you are. And that was actually one of the messages in the book that I was reading, the guy Richard, was learning about different aspects of himself. And he had a situation that he was trying to resolve, and they told him that he couldn't resolve the situation until he accepted all of who he was and came from the power of his own being. And he kept trying and trying and trying, and it just wasn't working. And it was when he started being who he actually was and stopped trying and stopped thinking about it and stopped analyzing it and just did what felt right from his core, that he changed the whole situation. So it's not something that we have to figure out. Allow yourself to spend some time every day just being, seeing how your heart feels, seeing what really, truly feels right to you, and following that intuition, that guidance, whatever you want to call it, because you are always receiving answers. Every time you ask a question, you are instantly receiving answers. There is no exception to that, because God is within you. So why would God ever ignore you? It just doesn't make any sense to me. But if it makes sense to you that God should ignore you, then that would be one of the beliefs that you need to let go of, because it's not true. So this whole awakening is about being aware. It's about seeing what you're thinking, what you're believing in every moment, and about letting go of those beliefs that are not true. And also letting go of the whole fear of change. Change is actually a beautiful, beautiful experience. It's a beautiful opportunity for us to come alive, to live our lives fully, to be more, to know more, to experience more, to move along our own evolutionary path. That's what change is all about. It's not something that we need to be afraid of. It's not something meant to hurt us. The only time that it hurts you is when you are actually trying to stick with your old belief to fight against change. And then you end up hurting yourself. The changes that we are going through are bringing us closer and closer to the light, to the love, to the truth. And so fighting to stay where you are is keeping yourself in the dark. It's keeping you small, keeping your life cluttered and chaotic. So really look at what it is you are choosing, what it is you are choosing to experience. And you can even ask yourself, why are you making that choice? It's perfectly okay to ask. Just don't get so caught up in the asking that you stay in the problem and don't see the solution. I remember reading sometimes, oh my goodness, I can't remember what it was. Oh, okay, I remember. That if you seek to understand the problem, it's because you're actually planning to have it again in your life. You don't need to understand problems. You need to allow solutions. And I know that goes against everything you were taught in math class about how you need to understand every component of the equation in order to find the solution. And some of you have already had the experience that showed you that that wasn't true, that you could figure out the solution without understanding, that you could figure out solutions in ways that your teachers were not willing or open to showing you. And some of you did that, and then your teachers got mad at you because you didn't do it the way they told you to do. So you could see that the whole thing that they were teaching you was not actually about finding a solution. It was about doing it their way. And we still do that. We still believe that if we do it their way, whoever they were that taught us, whatever they taught us, then we are doing it the right way. Then everything is going to come out perfectly because we are doing what we were supposed to do, what we were told to do. And it's when we start letting go of that restriction that we have placed on what is possible in our lives, that we begin to see more and more solutions in our lives. That rigid tunnel vision that we were taught all of those years and all of those classes by all of those teachers doesn't actually for our benefit. And it's time to let it go. And that's part of the awakening, too. There is no one way of waking up. Everybody has their own way. Everybody needs their own experiences in order to allow themselves to be free. You are the one that stops your progress. You are the one that blocks your own solutions. You are the one that creates the experiences so that you can learn the lessons that you have chosen to learn in this lifetime. You are the one who is writing the script, so to speak, for everything that's going on in your life. So why not start writing the scripts that you actually want? Because you don't believe it's possible. You were taught that it's not possible, that you are a victim of circumstances, that everything that's happening out there in the world is actually determining who you are and who you can possibly be. And that's actually backwards. Because it is who you are being that is determining what you are experiencing out there in the world. Everybody is not experiencing the same thing. They never have been, and they never will be. Because we are each uniquely different. And we are each responsible for what we are experiencing. Because we are each responding to what we are experiencing, what we are creating, what we are thinking, what we are believing. And it is in how you respond that determines what you experience. So as you are waking up, you are becoming more aware of your own responses, of your own thoughts, of your own beliefs, of your own feelings. And you are allowing yourself permission to make different choices. And as you do that, the world is bringing you different experiences because you don't need the same old stuff. You're not responding in the same way. And as you are changing, it becomes easier. It becomes easier to see what it is you are creating. it becomes easier to open up to those experiences, to understanding the truth of you. And we each have our own truth. Although all of the true truths, too many truths in there, are coming from Source, God, the Creator. And you can feel in your heart whether or not it's true. So start noticing how you are feeling right now. Who you are creating yourself to be right now. And start bringing that into alignment. So no matter what situation you are in, you don't have all of these identities because you know you. You know the real you. And you start allowing that real you to shine forth. And that can be amazing and beautiful and wonderful. And it can also be scary and overwhelming and oh my gosh. But when you let go of that whole scary, overwhelming, oh my gosh thing, then you can stand in the beauty. You can stand in the solution. You can stand in the truth. You can stand in your power. Ooh, just the energy of that feels so good. Standing in your power. Because God, the Source, the Universe, whatever name you want to use, that is your power. And God is always there for you. Always. So, there are people who get very caught up in what they think is the way of fixing things. And the only problem with that is that there's absolutely nothing that needs to be fixed because everybody is going through exactly what they need to go through in order to learn what they need to learn so that they can move forward in their lives. So if everybody is going through exactly what they're meant to go through, exactly what is it that you need to fix? Well, I'm sure that some people would have a list of 1,001 things that need to be fixed because they look at the world and they think that they need to fix the stock market. And there are people who are always watching the stock market, and every time it goes up, they're thinking, oh, well, everything's getting better. And every time it goes down, oh, my gosh, the world is going to end, the stock market's going to crash, we're going to go into a depression, it's going to be like it was in 1920s or 30s, I think it was the end of the 20s. And we're all going to starve and everything's going to go to hell in a handbasket. Okay, so just following the stock market and letting that determine how you are feeling about your own life actually work for you? If it does, have at it. But realize that the stock market is not in control of the economy. It's us, the individual. And our belief that determines everything that happens in the world. We are the ones creating the situation that we are experiencing. Every situation in the whole world. And a lot of it is done by our consciousness being in the societal consciousness. You know, because what you think doesn't just affect you. You're actually putting it out there. It's actually creating everything around you. It's creating the whole universe. It's not just you. You are not that small. You are actually so much more than you know yourself to be. And so if people change their belief, if they let go of the smallness, the lack of control and all of that sort of stuff, and start standing in their power, then they are changing the world. And they are taking back their own ability, their own connection with God. So it's not just about you, the little person. It's about you, the eternal being of light, who happens to be hanging out in a physical form right now, but is still that incredible, powerful, connected being of light. And so you can start creating what it is you truly want in your heart, what it is you are here to experience, so that you can wake up, so that you can start living the truth. And there are lots of people out there who are at different stages along their own evolutionary path, who are helping others to wake up, to experience that truth, to come into that energy that they're not aware of, that energy that is already there. One of the reasons why I love Infinity Healing is that I love that energy. I'm being totally honest with you. I love that energy, because that helps me to really have a deeper and deeper understanding of my connection with God. And so I love that energy. And that's one of the reasons why I love working with other people, because it brings me back into that energy. It's one of the reasons why I love working on myself, because it brings me back into that energy. And I know that I will eventually reach the stage where I am always feeling that energy. That's me. That's who I'm becoming. And when I reach that stage, I will truly be loving and accepting myself in every moment. And just the thought of that feels so good. And just talking about that energy brings that energy. But that's part of my awakening, my becoming aware, my opening up to my truth. And so even when I am being of service to others, I am also getting benefits out of it. And that's really the way it's supposed to be. Everything we do is supposed to be a win-win situation. I'm not supposed to have to make myself less in order to make you more. That would be silly. I get to become more, too. So look at your life. Look at the things that you are doing, the situations you are in. Are you making yourself less so that someone else can become more? If so, that is not living in the truth, because the truth would not have you do that. Truth does not have you diminish yourself for somebody else. It doesn't do that. Know your truth. And you won't know it all in an instant, more than likely, unless, of course, that's what you're meant to do, in which case, hey, wonderful, have at it. But if you just need to take a little step every day, then just take a little step every day. But ask yourself several times throughout your day, how am I feeling right now? Because that's how you know your truth. That's how you know what kind of energy you are putting out there in the universe. That's how you learn what you are attracting into your life. Because everything that comes into your life comes because you have called it everything. And there's no exception to that. Start understanding what you are creating. Because the more of us that are awakening and starting to understand and starting to open up to that truth and to all of the wonderful, incredible things that are out there for us, then we are making the world a better place, because we're changing the whole society. vital energy. We are changing the group consciousness, which we are each and every one of us a part of. And there's no way not to be a part of it, because it's like God. It's there. And it's where we are. And the more we start living that love within our hearts, the more we are radiating that love out into the world and allowing others to experience that love, then we are being that example that the message talked about. We are creating heaven on earth. And that is not just some, you know, pretty words or some fanciful idea. It is what we are moving towards. It is the reason why what used to be is falling apart. Because it has to, in order for what truly is to come forward. So be your truth. And it does start with each and every one of us. And every time one of us is opening up to our truth, to living our truth, we are having a huge impact on that societal belief, that societal consciousness. And we are changing the world. So yes, you are powerful. You are incredible. You are magnificent. And it's okay for you to give yourself permission to be more and to let go of those old beliefs that would have you think that you are supposed to be small and that you are insignificant, because they're not true, they're false beliefs and you don't need them. Now remember, if you need my help in doing this, we can spend 20 minutes working on your issues, and it won't cost you anything. Just schedule a discovery session. That's the whole reason for them, so that you can begin to discover your truth. You can begin to discover who you really are and get all of that muck and crap out of your way. And bringing yourself into that fabulous, incredible energy. That energy of love, that energy of God, letting you get a taste of it so that you know what is possible. You don't need to put it off. You don't need to wait until. And if it's something that you are supposed to do, you know it. You feel drawn to it. Your heart is always telling you, is always answering you, is always showing you. Open your eyes, open your ears, open yourself to your truth and allow yourself to live it and follow your heart. So if you ever decide that you want to have a glimpse into who you really are and clear out some of those old beliefs and start living in your truth, then go to my website, divinelyguidedhealing.com, and click on the Schedule Now button and book your discovery session. That's it. That's all you have to do. I can't really make it any easier for you. This is for you. This was set up for you. This is what I was guided to do for you. Don't turn your back on yourself. Your life is meant to be this beautiful, wonderful experience where you are learning and growing and developing into this beautiful being that you already are. And there's absolutely nothing that can hold you back from that except you. So So when you are ready to step into your power to start creating your life, to allowing that change, opportunities for doing that will always come forward. So if you don't accept the offers that I give you, then look at the other offers that are also coming forward, because you are given endless possibilities. It's not just one opportunity that comes knocking at your door. You are getting opportunities every single second. So open up to seeing them. Open up to accepting them. And allow yourself to live your truth. So we are at the end of our time together. And next Friday, I will have that beautiful Janetta Crumpley on my show, and she will be my guest. And I have no idea what wonderful things we're going to be sharing with you, but I know that it will definitely be worth it. So I hope you all have a wonderful weekend, and I will be back on Tuesday, and Janetta will be with me on Friday. Bye-bye, everybody. Thanks for listening.